This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. You're driving a Porsche, a BMW, or a Mini Cooper, and you want to go fast, or you just want an alternative to the dealer, 40-plus years experience. You can't beat Black Forest Motorsports. Located at 8066 Engineer Road in San Diego, go to blackforestautomotive.com. Well, this is the Happy Father's Day show.
Yes, Happy Father's Day.
And Brittany went and dragged a father and son team in, who are very well known in the racing community.
Yeah. I would say, he is definitely a contender these days.
We have
Robert Peters and Tristan, his son, who we want to see behind the wheel even more.
Me too.
So you're not behind the wheel? Is that the deal?
What was that?
You're not behind the wheel?
I drove pure stocks for a little bit, but the car that I was driving, I couldn't get more than one race out of it before it would break.
Yeah.
I know the feeling.
Right. Famous last words.
He's still really active. Didn't you just get your motorcycle license?
Yep.
Yeah. And they rode on their motorcycles today to get here. So he's active. We want to see him out more.
Right.
Well, you know, it's time consuming, and it's a tad expensive.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
You get him in a dwarf car.
Yeah.
So you run a dwarf, right?
Yes.
How long you been running dwarfs?
4 years.
And you've been running how long?
5 seasons. We've raced 2018. We went back and forth a lot.
Yep.
Nice and clean.
And
we would
always
come in after the races like, that was fun.
Yep.
You know, we had a good time in 2018. And then 19, I went away and raced elsewhere. And you just got better and better.
Yeah.
And then I got out of the... He just keeps getting better, and then I got out of the car. So we'll see. Maybe we'll race each other next week.
I think so.
It's been a long time.
Are you ready for next weekend?
We are ready. Yeah. We've been working on the car. She's all ready to go, so can't wait.
That's awesome.
We're just curious when. Maybe Dirt Dude can tell us the running order.
Yeah, that'd be great.
When he calls in.
That'd
Dirt
help
Dude,
with the
get that
setup.
Ready. Running order of all divisions, please.
They haven't done that yet.
Not that we've seen.
We know the modifieds are up first, is what I heard.
We heard who was starting.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So his dad lets you drive the dwarf car?
Yeah,
he has
you?
One time in practice, but that he was has it. Power steering on his car, and I'm not used to it, and his is super twitchy, so
I just
couldn't find straight all the way down the straightaway. I look goofy on it.
Well, you need to just practice some more.
See, that's her situation, because she just now got power steering.
Yeah, I wonder if I look goofy.
No.
Do you want us to critique you?
Maybe I shouldn't ask that.
I wouldn't have asked that. That is
a can of worms I just opened.
We haven't seen you race in a while.
Pardon?
We haven't seen you race in a while.
No, not at all.
I told him if I win the championship this year, the car's his.
Are you crew chiefing to make sure that happens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is quite, really?
Yeah.
You should start paying off some of the other drivers.
He said it on radio, so you guys got to hold him.
No, we got you.
Yes, like, we all heard, however many we all are. We all heard.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that is something to hold him to, Tristan.
Well, you know, I mean, because that must mean you're moving up.
I was just wondering, does that mean you're getting a newer?
I mean, that car's special to me, very special. It's one of my, I don't know, how to mentors or whatever. I think one of the greatest guys in the sport, Bobby Brown, and that's his car. So,
you know how much I love my car? I think we rival each other in how much we love our car. Like, our cars have a soul.
I've had it goodnight every night before
we
I go to bed.
Talk
it
to
sits
our
in my garage.
Cars.
So.
Oh, yeah. I said hi to her today already.
She took a picture of it, and I told her that's a Christmas card.
Oh, yeah. Well, Robert, you don't know. Last Friday, I had a chandelier put up in my garage.
Nice.
From a baby. Yeah. I have a chandelier in my garage.
For her car.
Yeah. It has a nice glow. I was in there this morning
with
the glow in my car. But you need to hold him to that, Tristan. If he wins,
that's a promise.
Let's just make sure.
That's a promise.
If he wins the 2021 Barona Championship,
that car is
his. The car is his, no strings attached.
No strings attached.
Except he can't ever sell it.
Right. Right.
That's the string.
Exactly. Car never gets sold.
Yeah. How are we doing in the points then? Do we know?
I'm second right now.
Who's in front of you?
John Isabella.
John Isabella. Yep. How close are you guys?
I believe 4 points.
Oh,
so not much.
That's
not much.
Be, that's gonna be, yeah, but but it's John Isabella.
No,
so
he's super fast.
That's gonna be tough.
Yeah, we've been battling all year, so yeah, we go back and forth. He gets first, I get first, so it's been
but that's
tough.
The fun part.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Do you ever go out of town?
We went to Kokopah, a month ago, and raced down there.
How'd you like that?
At first, I was scared. That track, I've raced it one time before, and it just being a half-mile track, I've always been a little afraid. You know, we're going twice as fast as we do at Barona. So when we got there, got on the track, I instantly fell in love with it. It's smooth.
It's
so fast. You have plenty of room to go wherever you want. And it was great. Everybody there was super nice. We just had the best time there. I can't wait to go back there.
Yeah. See, that's another one of my bucks. Hey, Brandon, I don't know if his mic is turned on. Can you make sure? Is it? Was it not?
It says it is. Try it out.
Okay.
Testing.
Okay. Very good. I'm just double checking.
I just didn't have it loud enough.
That's very good. That's what I thought. So before it goes to the, now you're going to be here till the whole hour, so you'll be able to talk more at the 45. But I always like people that race to talk about your sponsors. Who gets you there?
So B&B Chassis, of course, Victory Graphics, and my new one, which is my company, RPM Heating and Air Conditioning.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You worked hard for that.
I love that, RPM. Is it because of RPM?
Well, it's Robert Peters Mechanical. It just happens.
Yeah. It just so happens.
It just so happens. So it was like perfect logo on the car and everything.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, that's funny, too, because I live in Alpine, and I made my own road.
Right.
Earnhardt Lane.
There you go.
And there's only 3 houses on Earnhardt Lane, and I was the 3rd house. But I'm not giving the county any money to change it professionally.
Right. Right.
But I did get in print. There's a rock there that's supposed to have something to do. Looks like Queen Elizabeth, and it's a world-renowned, you know, monument type thing. And the paperwork says if you go past Earnhardt Lane, then you went too far.
Oh, there you
go.
It's official. That's awesome. Sort of.
So I get that. So RPM, that's
is cool.
Who else?
Victory Graphic, B&B.
Tristan, help him out. Come
Tristan,
on.
Tristan, I mean, my family, I couldn't do it without them. Well,
they're there
me
all
out
the time. Very supportive.
Every,
support-
every
your
race.
Father.
And my dad. Everybody helps me out.
What
so
color
much.
Is your car?
Black.
Jet black?
Evil.
Yep. Jet black with like red and white accents. Ooh. And then
number
I did
five.
Number 5. I actually powder coated the chassis this year. It's like a red silver vein. Ooh. Over at Swift Powder Coat. Mm-hmm. Darren Brent did it for me and gave me an awesome deal. Those guys do an awesome job over there.
Right. Well, you know, probably next month or so, we'll get that thing down and put it on KUSI.
Yeah, yeah. I actually was there at
you
the
were.
Very first showing.
I think
yeah.
so, with
yep.
that car.
Yep.
But it doesn't have RPM on it.
Not,
yeah. No.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Dave.
So now
it does.
And we're going to give you a couple stickers for Racer Radio.
I have them right
yep.
here.
Definitely
you have
put
them.
Those on there.
Don't forget. But
and Tristan, are you working with... For RPM?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're going to learn the trade, huh?
I did a little bit. Yeah, I'm more his assistant now, more than learning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually, I got lucky in the company I worked at prior to getting my own company. I got to train him for the first year because I was the field trainer at the other company, so it worked out perfect.
Because you kid, that's a bit, you know, I keep telling all these kids, get into a trade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, if you no school debt.
Yeah,
you know,
no school debt. Hello.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up making as good of money, if not better, than most people out there with a college degree.
Oh, yeah. definitely.
7 years
and,
earlier.
And he's my retirement, you know?
I like the way this guy rolls. Okay, well, that's one way to do it. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break.
I think Dirt Dude's calling in.
Is Dirt Dude on the line? No, not yet. He's still.
He's calling in.
Fooling around. He's a father. A
yep,
happy father.
Another happy father.
Just graduated one of his daughters.
Yeah, from UCSD.
Wow.
Double major.
He'll be retiring pretty soon, too. Well,
what did we say about college debt?
Yeah, she'll be taking care of him. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, folks, welcome. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to El Cajon Motors. Check the inventory out. Believe it or not, they still have cars. Everybody else is getting attacked by the infamous chip issue, but not El Cajon Ford. They've got plenty of product, new and used. They also support Barona Speedway, and we can't thank them enough. All right, we got another proud papa on the line. How's it going there, son?
What's up, gang?
Living the dream. Congratulations on a double major for your daughter. Wow.
Well, just one of them. The other one has a kind of a double major, too, but one's an associate's and then a bachelor's, and then she's going for her master's now.
So you're going to quit your job, what, tomorrow, the next day?
Yeah. Maybe when I'm 80, you know. Well, good thing is one of them is doing for, she's speech pathology, so when I'm like 60 and I can't remember how to say anything, she'll help me out.
That's pretty good. All right, so you notice we got Robert Peters and his son Tristan in the house.
I think Dirt Dude got to interview Robert on your win this year, right?
Yeah.
Was he there?
Yes, he was.
So who do you think's going to win? You think it's going to be him or the other guy?
Oh, my gosh, you're putting him on the spot, Dave. Not good for
it's
our
be me.
Division.
He already knows this.
Well, I know right now it's good that it's up in the air for anybody because Brown's not there now.
I know, right?
Oh, is Brown's not running anymore?
Brown took the season off and was like, oh, we got a champion. Yeah. This could be our season.
Yeah, he's committed to the Nationals and the 600.
Oh.
So,
That's like Kyle Busch getting his 100th win at Infinity. And he's only got two more races, and then he's stopped. He's not going to run the Infinity
anymore.
No, because the team hasn't sold any races for next year, or so he knows. So that's good. So that's good for you guys.
Yeah. No complaints here.
And that's good for you, the announcer, because you know it gives you somebody else to talk about other than Mr. Brown.
Well, what's cool is I really got to thank Salazar Family and Fast Track Enterprises. I am now back as the announcer now for Barona Speedway, which has really been really cool. They've told me to stay with it. Don't worry about it. You know, stick with it. And they have now said that they would like me to come back and be the announcer again, the main announcer. So. Yeah.
So you'll be working top and bottom. Are you going to run down and still interview the winners?
Yeah. Hopefully we can get into doing the driver interviews that I was doing before, but the people that were helping me with that had all the equipment are not going to be there for a while. So I'm seeing if they're going to come back. And it'd be cool if we can do like the driver interviews and like the before racing stuff. But yeah, definitely I'll be calling the action and the post-race interviews.
All right. Good deal. Yeah. But if you could do that down on the field thing, that's really cool.
Yeah. That's super.
Yeah.
Cool.
The post race you're talking about?
Both.
No, yeah. Both. You know,
and in the pit.
Like they used to do at Cajon Speedway, you know, they'd walk through with the flag and
then the
announcer would mention the driver and his sponsors.
Yeah. Been waiting
for
years.
Well, that's a formal introduction. We do that for each class that's like headlining that night or whoever is going to be like the main group. So I know that Robert already said something about next week. Yeah, modifieds are going to be doing the 40 lapper, so they're going to be featured main event. I reached out to Trisha, and she said she doesn't have a running order yet, but we know what's going to be in the lineup. I have actually modifieds doing a 40 lapper, the sport mods, sport compact, street stocks, pure stocks, dwarf cars, mini dwarfs, and junior sprints are on the schedule. She did text me what was going to be on the lineup, but I'm on the phone with you guys, so I can't multitask right now.
Well, hopefully dwarf cars are second then, at least.
Right, because they were last.
Right.
Last time.
Yeah.
We got to know the running order because we need to know how tight to set up our cars.
Exactly. Yep.
I have set up on Tuesday, so hopefully it's out by Tuesday.
Yeah.
I
want to burn up some tear-offs.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, we were planning on having the practice on Friday, which, you know, some people really like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a big advantage, big help. Some of you senior you know, vets that have been out there a while. You know, it's just to get out there and tune the car up. And Brittany's talking about, yeah, she's going to be one with that power steering. Did that help a lot? So you're finding you're overcorrecting it really quick, aren't you? Oversteering it?
I had the wiggles coming out of fourth, but I mean, even the first time I was out there, I was loving it.
It's twitchy because now you have power steering and you're not fighting it as much, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, there's no fighting.
And it's hard to find straight. I think that's the biggest difficulty I had when I had power, when I went to power steering, is it's just hard to find straight. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it felt great.
Yeah, I was a little nervous getting close to the wall because I'm like, I could just sneeze and now I'm in the wall. But no.
Yeah, but isn't that something that's just seat time will take care of that problem?
Oh, yeah. I love it. And it's not bothering me at all.
You're not exhausted after the race.
No, and I'm not really scared or concerned. I think it came to me pretty quick. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. My crew didn't say anything about me being too twitchy or anything. Right. And my crew,
as long as you're not on the wall, you're good.
Yeah.
As long as you're not on the wall, you're good.
Yeah. No, I was just loose last practice, but made changes and that helped. There were a lot of people at practice last time.
Well, and I think has the track not fully opened and there's not going to be any restrictions on attendance?
Oh, good question.
This should be back into it because I know Paris has been open. Right. Actually, this weekend there's a lot of good racing. Ventura, they had sport compacts and mods in Ventura. Sprint cars in Paris. I know a few people that were there. And actually, Alyssa
Smith
was in Ventura.
Mm. Mm.
Do we know how she did?
I don't know how she did. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to blank on names. God, why do I do this? One of our sport compacts is up there.
Oh, David Hunt. Mm-hmm. David Hunt was taking out. Yeah, he was checking out Ventura. That's right. AJ Bender was at Paris too.
Yeah,
Hunt said his car was really good, but it's not really a good short course car. That's a small track.
It
works better on the long track. I think it's one of those things. Those sport compacts, you got to get them revved up and stay revved up. I mean, they're pretty much like you have to stay on them. Like when I talked to one of the guys at our track, he was like, yeah, I just held it to the mat, like to floor. And then every time I got in the corner, use the e-brake, kind of set the car a little bit or stall it out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he goes, if you let out the gas, you break that momentum and you are gone. You cannot pick that back up. It takes a good lap to pick it back up. So I figure that's probably what he's talking about. Plus he's talking about he's going to have a different car. He's going to start trying to run for maybe more for small tracks and big tracks.
Oh, wow. That guy's serious. I have an update on Alyssa Smith. Ran out at Ventura Raceway last night, started eighth, made my way up to third at one point, got a flat halfway through, and drove it to the end, finishing fifth. Dad finished second.
That's a good run. Yeah. I mean, to finish that.
Yeah. On a flat tire.
I saw her heat race on Facebook Live, and then Shane Sexton was in a sprint car, and I guess he's probably running with AJ Bender, but he said Shane made the main event. He actually did fairly well. They learned a lot his first year in a 410, so he's trying to get that car dialed in. He finished the main. He said he rolled it on the trailer, and, you know, they're really super happy with that.
That's cool. I just heard a quote. They said, this will be in your homework assignment that I assign all of you later. It was that video. They said, you either win or you learn.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Simple and to the point.
Well, that's it in a nutshell, you know, really. Mm-hmm. And that's how you need to look at it. Because if you don't look at it that way, it won't be any fun anymore.
Yeah.
It took me so long, too, to realize the whole slower is faster thing.
Yeah, that's another one.
I mean, that's
one,
such a good...
Be smooth.
That's such a good...
Especially with a dwarf car, you don't just smash it.
No.
You just spin your wheels.
Well, it's got too much horsepower.
Yeah.
The power-to-weight ratio is stupid.
Yeah, you blow the tires off instantly.
It's silly. Yeah.
But once you get that...
If you had, like, a lot of horsepower, like a modified or, like, the big 360 or 410 sprinters, that's pretty much all they're doing is just, you know, buzzing the tires.
Yeah. And they're just slipping and sliding and controlling it with... You know, basically with the seat of their pants, but
yeah. Someone once told me, "Pretend you have an egg under the pedal."
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just massage it. Yep. Yeah. Carry the momentum.
But that's hard to do with adrenaline.
Exactly. I thought that.
And somebody right in front of you.
Yeah.
Or somebody right behind you.
Either way.
That's even worse.
You're ready
to go.
See, I don't have a problem with somebody in front of me.
It's the behind,
it's
absolutely.
That guy or girl behind
me. Yeah.
You taking notes, Tristan?
He knows.
Taking notes over there. Yeah.
He knows. He's writing it all.
He's just looking forward to the new car he's going to get.
Right?
I know.
Oh, see, he knows who's going to win the championship.
Now more
see
that?
See, well, now you're just putting more pressure on him.
There, you might have won a few more supporters just for that reason, Tris.
Yeah, maybe Isabella will just sort of back off a little bit so the kid can get a car.
I doubt that.
He's not a backer offer.
I don't think so. It's just a hunch, especially with Peters.
Right.
I hate to say it, but I think it's probably going to come down to the last one of the season between those two because they're both, you know, phenomenal drivers. Yeah. They both got a hot rod underneath them that, you know, is just going to carry them to the end.
Yep. Yeah. Unless they play around and then Kelly comes in again.
Right.
Swoops in.
Open the door for someone else.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh,
won't
boy.
Be the last.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Yeah. So I'm really thrilled that next weekend is going to be hopefully wide open and the fans come out. Gosh, I hope it's not as hot
I'm
as
I'm looking
it's been.
It up. That's so funny.
I heard it's supposed to be like 90 is what I heard.
It's supposed to be the same as it is this weekend. From what I kind of understand, it's going to be a repeat next weekend what this weekend is. I'm like, eh.
Yeah, but.
It is what it is during the summer.
But it's not that hot at night up there, is it?
No, it cools off dramatically.
Once the sun goes down and it makes that big difference, and the moisture seems to have its way to find its way back up as it cools down. I'm not sure if it's just like condensation in the ground or something, but the track will actually get better. And then we cut it during intermission, which is after sun goes down. So, and then rewater it. So it gets the moisture back in there. It's just, you got to make it through the heat races. I tell everyone, you know, you got to make it through the heat of the day to get the spoils of a good track at night.
That's it.
I see only 95 degrees, but that could change. It'll change every day, but
you'll need a jacket. Exactly.
Yeah. Bring a bucket.
Bring a bucket. I know Peters will have a bucket in his pit area.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, congratulations back in the announcing booth.
I think wasn't your daughter out there in her play pool?
Yeah, that's her swimming pool, her track pool.
She's gonna rent it out next Saturday.
Yeah, anyway. I'll definitely I'm going to include one of those pictures when I put the pictures to the interview.
Perfect.
All right. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot. Again, happy Father's Day, and we'll see you next week.
See you Saturday, Dirt
Happy
Dude.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. See you guys next week.
All right, folks. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Then we come back. Scott Delosio should be on the line as soon as Brendan gets done exercising up and down the hallways of KCBQ right here on AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, where nobody goes as fast as they do at Paris Auto Speedway. Trust me. They're at 18700 Lake Paris Road. It looks to me like they're wide open. We'll find out more shortly. And John's Automotive Import Repair, 7447 University Avenue. John is also a Napa Auto Care ASC certified shop. Go to John's with an S, sandiegoautorepair.com for all your import needs. And tell them thanks for being on radio. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Dealing with the heat. How about you?
Yeah, I'm staying in the house today. It's not too bad up here, but we've had a hell week going on. So,
yeah, I can imagine, boy. It's just been crazy.
It was at the racetrack. Was it Thursday? Don told me it was really miserable. Humidity on top of the heat. Mm-hmm. The heat was bad here, but anybody who paid attention this week in racing, it was so bad in Central Valley that Hanford and Bakersfield just canceled their shows like last Monday.
Wow, that's
because of the forecast.
Yeah. So how'd it go last night?
Well, really good. You know, once again, we're talking about the heat, and you hear about it all week long, and that's always scary. That's going to keep people away. And about 6:30, we just looked out, and it's like, God, this is miserable, the crowd. And all of a sudden, we had one of the better crowds we've had in the best sprint car crowd of the year, obviously.
Sure.
But one of the better sprint car crowds we've had in the month of June, a long time. People just waited till late to come in. And I think, like Donnie was telling you last week, a lot of people now, after they had to buy tickets online, are finding out they like buying tickets online. You know, they get there and they don't have to stand in line, wait for a ticket. They can get there a little bit later. And from 6:40 till 7 o'clock when we started, people were coming from every direction. So it ended up being really good.
That's cool. That's awesome.
You have smart race fans.
Yeah, absolutely. So the racing was good last night, huh? We've heard some good stories as we speak.
Yeah, racing was real good. You know, once again, anybody who knows Don Kazarian, they were dealing with 100-degree temperatures all week, and the track was sensational. You know, you see that a lot of places, and it ends up being a dust bowl or hard, mm-hmm. dry, and slick. And track was beautiful. I mean, it was good surface all night long, multiple lines of race on, proved to be a fantastic main event. I think a quote from one of the photographers down in the infield said, he goes, it was so wild the last six laps, he could hear the fans screaming over the cars.
Wow.
You know, Matt Mitzel led the first 25 laps, I think it was, or 24 laps, and had over a full straightaway lead, was just perfect through the traffic, and a yellow flag came out. And he had Damian Gardner starting behind him. The worst thing you want to have happen on the restart. On the restart, Damian got him and proceeded to run away for a second win of the year. And actually, I think that puts him one win behind Corey Kruseman for third place all time, going back on the West Coast list, going back to 1946.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've got, so I don't mess up, Robert Peterson, and he's a dwarf car driver, and he's up for the 4 points from getting the championship down here in San Diego.
No pressure.
And I was asking him about, I said, hey, have you ever heard of Damon Gardner? He says, no, I haven't really. I said, well, they call him the demon. He goes, they do? I go, yeah. I said, this guy's hardcore. And I told him about the time he got his car hung up in the light stanchion, and he went up and got it down himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He remembers.
He's a pretty special character. He's a no-nonsense guy at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's kind of totally understandable, but it hit that in winning as much as he did. It has perception with some of the fans that maybe he's not a good guy. And he's, once, man, the race is over, before the race, the most approachable, fun guys down in the pit area.
Well, you know what he reminds me of, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. He reminds me of Dale Earnhardt Sr.
I knew you were going there, Dave. I knew you were going there.
Well, because when he gets puts a helmet on,
mm-hmm.
he'll push you out of the way if you're in his way, he won't care until he gets out of the track. He'll come over and joke with you, you know. And that's, for the first time I met him, that was my impression.
You know, maybe in the old days he pushed you out of the way, but he doesn't do that much anymore.
No.
You know, he's a smart guy. He'll pressure you till you make a mistake.
Right.
You know, and he still has people that other guys on the racetrack, because, you know, and it's like that, and other guys are so determined to win. I mean, there's a few of the guys that aren't good buddies, but he, you know, he told me a couple years ago, anybody who wants to come ask me for help, they're welcome to do it.
Well, sure.
People, they see, you know, the way he is at the racetrack, and a lot of people are scared to go ask him for help. But he is the kind of guy who will help the other drivers. But I mean, he's not going to help the guy who's going to beat him. You know, it's a great chance of beating him. But, you know, the guys, middle of the pack guys, the younger guys, he's more than willing to help them.
Well, yeah, but he wants the competition.
He's got competition.
No, I say he likes it. Well, he wants it and he likes it. I mean, he strives on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes,
I mean, you know, his main goal is winning races and winning championships. And, you know, when he first came out, I mean, he was hell-bent that he was going to win no matter what happened. That was back in 2002. When he first came down here, I should say, he'd been racing wing cars up north before that. You know, now he's gotten into pretty well racing for the win. But, you know, if he has to settle for second or third because he knows he doesn't have the car, he's not going to put the car on the fence trying to get there.
Right.
Yeah. That's the way you lose championships.
Exactly.
And we have to work on Monday morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Peters and I talked about that recently.
Yeah, we have to be able to do that. So what other outstanding series ran last night?
We just ran the senior sprints, and a guy named Ed Schwartz out of Santa Fe Springs won that deal. You know, they're a pretty good main event. They were short on cars. The whole thing was short on cars last night. We had 20 sprint cars, so they all made the main event. Some of the guys are back east. I'm not sure why a few of the local guys weren't there, but we were short on cars, but we were long on excitement, which is the most important part. And we had the fans. You know, there was no screwing around. Fans were on their way back home. Probably most of them were back to their cars in the parking lot by 9:15.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's not a bad thing. I can't believe Still Barona was done by 10.
Yeah, with that many 11 classes,
11 divisions
too. Yeah.
Yeah, last week. Yeah, I don't think the spectators mind that.
Nope.
No, probably not. So, all right, Scott. So here's the deal. After we talked last week and we talked about the double-decker cars.
Oh, those are cool.
Brittany and her mother would be happy to drive one if you set it up.
Hey, we can set that up. Have them call Charlie Watson at the track. I know there's going to be... There was actually another car sitting out there yesterday, a single car where the double deckers are, because they stay at the racetrack.
Yeah,
yeah, that was either.
And I know they're gonna build more double deckers in the upcoming few weeks or couple months.
Well, if
they right there at the track.
If you want an all girl car. Brittany and her mother. Yes.
My mom actually went so far as to say, don't you have an extra driver's suit in your closet?
So
there you go.
So we could do some great publicity down here in San Diego for it.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Me and my mom or Lauren.
We got father and son right now. We've had husband and wife doing it before, but I don't recall having an all-female team in them as of yet.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
Just send me your contact guy's info, and we'll reach out to him.
Cool.
All right. So what's your next event?
Because
you're running next Saturday, right?
We're not taking a Saturday off until mid-August, and then we take one off in September, and then we're there the rest of the year through, the week before Thanksgiving, I think. So this coming Saturday night, back to the stock car shows with the best pay to win a modified feature anywhere around. It's $1,500 again.
Wow.
That's the standard all year for the super stocks and the modified. Winner always gets $1,500. There's one race in October where they're going to get $2,500. But besides that, just a normal race, they get $1,500. Street stock winners get $1,000 now, and the factory stocks pay through the top three spots, with the winner getting $500. So that's this coming Saturday night. It should be a good show. The weather is going to tone down a little bit this week.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll
have another really good show. I mean, so far these guys get to run for $1,500 when, there were times before when the purse was based on car count, where they were running for a lot less money. Well, $1,500 in front of a Saturday night stock car race is raced for a lot cheaper. That's like the red cloth and the bull in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or if you could just start giving out tires. It's hard to get some Hoosiers these days.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a lot of everything.
Yeah. I know for dwarfs, if you were giving away a tire, we would clamor over that.
Right.
Well, we have one of my buddies owns a USAC National Sprint car that he's running actually in the War Series in the Midwest this year. I was talking to him last Monday, and I asked, when's your next race? He goes, supposed to be Wednesday at Plymouth, Indiana. And he goes, problem is we can't get tires.
Yeah.
He said Hoosier is absolutely out of tires. USAC is finishing up their Eastern Storm tonight, and they bought up all the supply they could.
Mm.
So that's made it rough on anybody else in the Midwest in that they couldn't get any tires.
Yep.
And the same, we were starting that Rush Sprint Car Series, and unfortunately, that's the factory crate motor. They can't come up with blocks right now.
Mm. Really?
It's not the series fault.
Mm-mm. No.
They cannot come up with the blocks right now. There's a shortage. So we're going to officially, I think Don said, we're going to cancel that till next year. But that's the way it is in a lot of things in racing. Like, say, the Hoosier tire thing just came up, got really ugly this past week.
Yeah.
And the prices of this stuff, the price in Hoosier tires jumped. Price in all tires jumped. But, Hoosier, the big tire in racing, I mean, everybody was in a panic over that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Almost everything you look at is jumped considerably in price.
You know, wherever you go, the grocery store, gasoline, everything's junk.
Just not my paycheck. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, just not our paychecks.
Mine never jumps, so.
No, mine doesn't either, so don't feel bad. Well, it sounds like, you know, tires or no tires, you know, maybe we'll end up with street tires.
Or maybe we shouldn't be running those 40 lappers, so we can run 220s week after week. Pedal control.
Hopefully it'll all get resolved in the near future.
I'm
mean,
sure it will.
Yeah.
We'll forget about
it's
it.
It's just a matter of
don't,
catching
don't
back up.
Don't get me started on politics.
No, I know.
No, because then my microphone will melt. We don't want that.
Do we have the 10-second delay, Brendan? Do you have the...
He's got his foot on it.
No, you're quite entertaining that
way. Yeah, we're right there with you, Scott. Have no
fear.
We
actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, so people are still could buy tickets online, which seems to be the way to go.
Yeah, they can still buy tickets online if they want to. You know, they don't have to anymore. And actually, for the first time since March of last year, the full concession stands were open where people could actually walk down and buy concessions rather than have to order it through the app, which I think that the app's a better idea myself because you don't miss anything that way.
Right. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thanks a million for calling in. As usual, say hi to Don and the crew, and we'll see you down the road.
Sounds great. For everybody at Paris Auto Speedway, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy. Same to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
And the answer.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're hot. Well, I got her
I'm
fired
steaming
up,
right now.
You'll get over it. It is hot in here. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. They got an in-house dyno, so if they work on it, they also can dyno it. And Wayne Miller is going to give tires to Mr. Peters.
Yeah.
And not you. You're going to get Goodyears.
I can't run Goodyear.
Sure you can. White letter.
I can't run Goodyear.
Why not?
Hoosiers are required.
Oh, there's a rule?
Yeah. Yep. We have to run Hoosiers.
Well, you can't run them if you don't got them.
Exactly.
Except Wayne Miller has them.
Yeah, he does
Wayne
have them.
Wayne Miller has them.
He has a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, cases so
of
Wayne them. Miller.
Big ones, too. The good Biggins. Ones.
If
you're looking to sponsor two dwarf car drivers,
yes,
I can talk about you every week on the radio.
That's right. Ooh, I think we have a little competition going on.
But
all right, are you going to throw?
Peter's is good too.
Brittany's my friend.
I know. What are you going to do? You going to embarrass him first?
No.
Or give
us homework? I'm going to give a homework assignment first. Okay, to all the listeners, please, please. It's not just because I don't have students to assign homework to right now.
Which it is.
Because the last Tuesday was the last time I saw them. But I really advise that all the listeners watch a video that I posted. And I'm going to send it to you, Dave.
I appreciate
it. So I would love for you to post it. I have posted a video on Brittany37, my Facebook page, Brittney, space, and then spell out 37. Okay. And it has to do with the Romaniacs. Do we know what the... See, you gave me that face like you don't know Romaniacs. Do you know what Romaniacs... No. Do you know what... See?
No clue.
So, the Romaniacs, and for you, Tristan, because I know you love your two wheels.
Is that a salad?
The Romaniacs is the enduros of all enduros. And with the name Romaniacs, where do you think it's held?
Romania.
Yeah, good job. Gold star. Yes. It's gone on for well over 15 years. Like this might be coming up the 18th year, possibly. The Romaniacs, think of the hardest trail ride, racers or listeners, the hardest trail ride you've ever been on, and then just quadruple it.
They were on TV the other day.
The Romaniacs?
I think I've seen it, too, where it looks like you can't even walk.
Yeah, you couldn't hardly even hike it.
No, it's crazy. These great big tree stumps are all slippery with snot, and you try to get over them. And you almost have to carry your bike.
Yes.
And some old guy won it.
Well, you're probably thinking of Graham Jarvis.
That's it.
Yes. He's amazing. He's won it like six times.
He's
and
an
he's
older
my
guy.
Age. Well, he's perfect age. Well. I think we're the same exact age. And he got second last year. Anyway, the mastermind behind this by the name of Martin, he's calling from Romania at 1 a.m. Romanian time next week into Racer Radio.
Kidding.
I can't believe I secured this. I hope his English is good enough. Anyway, because I've seen interviews, I want the listeners, I just think you'll appreciate this call.
Yeah.
And this interview, if you know what he's talking about. Well, I can't believe
they need to Google it to see the videos.
I put the video on Brittany 37, and maybe you'll post it on Racer Radio and Tristan, because you love your motorcycles. And I know you've been going on some good rides lately.
All right.
Watch this, because I just think people.
It's crazy.
It'll go over their heads when they're listening to Martin, and they'll just deeply appreciate it if they know.
It's a crazy,
Martin.
crazy
Yeah, the Romaniacs. Yeah. And it's going to be in July, so we have them coming in to talk about it.
I don't know how they do it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a whole different level
it's like
there.
Trials.
It's a whole different. Even the pros are like, this is killing me, Martin. They're cussing. They're like, and then at the end, and Martin knows this about it, they realize what they're capable of. And you've probably done that just in the racing.
Well, it pushes you way beyond your ability.
Yeah, and you learning, taking on this new job and just, you know, every once in a while, stop and look back and see what you've accomplished. I tell my kids to do that every once in a while, and you'll be impressed.
You
and you'll realize
impressed.
Your strength and that you can pursue and continue on. Anyway, that is everyone's homework assignment, because I can't believe Martin is calling. I've been going back and forth with Diane in Romania.
Your phone bill must be ridiculous.
It's crazy because I want to talk to her, but I know she's about to go to sleep. They're 10 hours ahead of us.
Right.
Anyway, back to our guests, because you two are wonderful. Your whole family's wonderful.
Thank you.
I told them I was going to kind of put them on the spot, but I didn't let them know why. And Dad, if you're listening, you'll understand why I'm asking this. Robert and Tristan, you guys are pretty close, right?
Very close.
Very close. And you got a lot of... I just found out they go spearfishing. Like, they're fishermen, too.
Yep.
I did not know this.
Yep.
Have you two done something together, some sort of venture, that you knew you just couldn't go home and tell Mom?
Whoa.
Because
I'm sure there's been tons of... After we've done something, like, hey, maybe Mom doesn't need to know about this.
Okay, so yeah.
I don't know if we've ever done a planned venture.
No, I don't mean
it
planned.
This is not a Father's Day gift.
No, because...
trying to get me in trouble here?
No, it's just, and like you said, you don't plan on it, but
right.
I know that there are drives home where my dad and I are like, we probably just shouldn't tell Mom.
Right.
It's better for Mom.
Right.
Right? I need to capture this grin on Tristan's face.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Yeah.
That's not a grin.
I'm sure there's quite a few burnouts and
think I would leave it at that.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all as far as I'm going.
Right. I tried, Tori. I tried.
Okay, so you get the tire sponsorship and she doesn't.
Right?
No, because that's that bond that keeps you even closer, right?
Yeah.
Well,
don't
want him to get killed.
Good thing though is I could always tell Tori at the end. She's a pretty understanding wife, right. So that part's
and
good.
And she knows
you. I knew that about her.
She knows you, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're a great son. So I thought I could ask that question.
Yeah.
Because that does build a bond, Dave. Like, my dad and I have survived so much stuff we should not have survived.
And you didn't tell your mom.
Maybe not 100%.
Right.
But she probably has a feeling. She's listening too. I'm cool with it.
I'm sure Tori wouldn't let us go for the rides when we go with Mark Rose. And if she really knew
how
fast we were going on some. I mean, we're riding with some of the best riders around. You know, Jeff Seifert and Jason and all those guys. They're just phenomenal riders. Yeah. So.
And you're doing everything you can to keep up.
Trying to keep up with those guys.
So what did you ride in today?
DRZ 400. We both got the... matching bikes, just super motos, super fun. It's like riding a dirt bike on the street.
Yeah, big fat tires.
Yep. It's got
and
sport
upright.
Bike wheels.
Upright.
Yep, upright. Mm-hmm. It's a dirt bike with sport bike tires, pretty much.
Yeah, my dad has a Honda Ascot, and that's what I took my driver's test on.
Right.
Because it's just so easy to handle.
Oh, so
it's
easy.
A little big for me, but it's easy to handle.
Really easy to pull wheelies. It just it does it on its own.
Have you done a wheelie?
Tristan.
Or two or seven or 12?
I'm not going to say anything. I just got my license. I'm not trying to get it.
This is how you answer this. No. No. Of course.
You know, Ducati now has an anti-wheelie feature on
wow.
the bike.
Right.
Oh,
what fun is that?
Oh. Yeah. And it's so funny, too, because it could be a mild, medium, or hardcore. I mean,
really?
You can actually
tone it down. You can tone down your Ducati.
It will not. Papa Wheelie.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Whose wife put that in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
This bike.
Sorry, women. I'm not
Ducati,
throwing you under the bus.
Ducati,
sorry.
Monster. Unbelievable bike. Yep.
Yeah, the technology's crazy.
They
nowadays.
Sent me one. He actually said, do I send you an invoice? Or are you going to bring it back?
Nah.
Okay. It's one of my favorite. You know, I'm not into the, I like the bike you're talking about.
Right.
I really, really, really like those. And I remember when those first came out, they had a race series with them. And they were just dirt bikes with big, you know, big tires on them. And I'm trying to think of where I went to watch them race. And all the big guys were doing it. It was just so much fun. And that series kind of went away.
Yes. I have two follow-up questions, if I may. You trust me enough to ask? Okay, so I'm on this Father's Day. You can choose which question. One, because I think you're doing a great job. Father.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice or would you like to tell us a proud moment with Tristan here?
Man, I'm proud every day with Tristan. He every day he surprises me and just he's been a blessing since he was a little guy, you know. I've never had a complaint, never had to spank the kid, never nothing. He's always just been quiet and
he's too
collected.
Big. He's too big now.
Yeah, now he can beat me up.
Yeah, there comes a point.
You haven't got a prayer now,
you would
brother.
Be running.
No, he's always been.
Well, and that's a testament to you and your wife.
Right.
I mean, yeah. You know, everybody keeps talking about how crazy people are nowadays, you know, defund the police and all this. I just look to see how these people were raised, how their parents
raised
them or not raised.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's all about, cause you've only got him from 1 to 6.
Right.
Anything after that. If you haven't done the first 6 right, it's going to be a challenge from
Definitely.
The 6 on. And people don't understand that, you know, because kids don't raise themselves.
Right.
I mean, you can let them raise themselves and you won't like what you get. Am I right, Teach?
Yeah, yep. I see that all the time. I see the good and the bad. And
friends,
I thank the
friends
parents.
Are a huge influence.
Yes,
he's got
they
a best
are.
Friend, Taylor. His best friend actually lives with us.
Yeah.
And he's another great kid.
Everybody thinks we're brothers. Yeah,
you probably are, theoretically. I mean, when you come right down to it. Yeah.
Friends are huge. That's a good point. You know, when I tell people I went to El Cajon Valley High School, everyone gives me that snarly look. And I go, no, I surrounded myself with the best of friends. I mean, we're still friends.
Well, right. And
we kept
do.
Each other in check. Well, we all wanted to stay on our teams. You know, you had to keep yourself
well, see,
out of
there
trouble.
You go. That's
I think sports and my friends.
And motorsports.
And my parents.
Keep them busy.
My parents were great.
Keep their hands busy.
Yep.
They
so there's
up.
Your advice.
Yep. Keep him busy. Reward him. You know, when he was in middle school, I said, hey, if you get straight A's, I'll buy you whatever motorcycle you want. And he
got
a CRF 150. So.
And now if he wins the championship.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, hey, guys, it's good having you in. We'll
Thanks
see
for having
you
us.
Next weekend.
Yep.
You'll be on the track.
Yes, sir.
And you will be in the pits.
Yep.
Okay, well, we look forward to it. And congratulations on RPM.
Thank you very much.
Hope that
Thank
works
you.
Out really well for you. If we can ever help you, we'll do it.
Appreciate
Folks,
that.
Folks, don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio. Gun Owners Radio right around the corner. I on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer. And do your homework.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.